B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a bloody fist fight happened between two drunken Wisconsin men, and it was triggered by an argument over the TV comedy How I Met Your Mother.
This is just insane, this story.
Police say the brawlers attended the Green Bay Packers game Sunday afternoon and then drove to a bar afterwards. After returning to their SUV, the duo got into an argument and began trading blows. The men eventually exited the vehicle and began trying to flag down passing cars, which brought the attention of a Rock County Sheriff's Office deputy.
That's not how I met your mother.
The deputy encountered driver Alan Hushka, who apparently appeared extremely intoxicated and struggled to keep his balance. Hushka, who had difficulty answering the cop's questions, had abrasions on his face. One eye was swollen and nearly shut, and his shirt and pants were covered in blood.
They were beating the hell out of each
other. Hushka claimed that his pal Brian Haywood became, quote, a little feisty. Haywood, who also appeared drunk and had a fresh bruise on his neck, explained to police that the men began arguing about How I Met Your Mother while they were driving.
Was there any specificity about the exact point of contention? I'd love to hear that.
No. The dispute turned violent, Haywood said. When Hushka began striking him, Haywood said that he threw punches back at Hushka before the car stopped and the fight continued outside the vehicle. Claiming that he sought to be the peacekeeper, Haywood said that he was forced to strike Hushka in the face several times in self-defense while his friend persisted in trying to fight him. When a cop asked Hushka if he and Haywood would have been arguing about the television show How I Met Your Mother, Hushka laughed and replied, "Yeah, we love that show." Hushka, who reportedly admitted to driving his car before being approached by police, was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
Wow.
And Hushka's rap sheet includes 3 drunk driving convictions. He was also charged with a pair of bail jumping charges for allegedly violating terms of his release in 2 pending misdemeanor crimes. Yep. A D.C. resident may have inadvertently set their own apartment on fire in an attempt to scare away what is believed to be a squirrel with a lit stick of incense.
A squirrel walking around with a lit stick of incense?
No, he was trying to scare away the squirrel with the incense.
It was like a hippie squirrel.
Around noon on Wednesday, a resident of a 3-story apartment building tried to drive off the small mammal with a lit stick of incense. The critter knocked the burning tip of the stick off, setting fire in the attic of the apartment.
Wow.
To make matters worse, the resident's smoke alarm had been disabled because it kept going off while they were cooking.
Every time there's a fire in this house, that thing goes off.
Firefighters quickly got the fire under control and no injuries were reported in the incident, though some residents of the building were displaced. No word on what happened to the offending animal. Well, a woman was arrested Tuesday at a local Walmart for shoplifting while the store was filled with police. PA State Police Troop B hosted the Shop with a Cop program at the Uniontown Walmart to help make the holidays brighter for those less fortunate. State police were joined by police from Masontown Borough and the Fayette County Sheriff's Department. So, for so many police in the store, you'd think nobody would try to anything suspicious.
No.
But one woman made the mistake of trying to rob the store while it was swarming with cops. Troop B wrote on Twitter, "Tip for the evening. When your local Walmart is hosting a Shop with a Cop event and the store is filled with police officers, that might not be the time to try to walk out of the store with a shopping cart full of merchandise that you did not pay for." 32-year-old Sunny Ray Firestone was arrested for retail theft. Firestone told her police that her sick mother needed new clothes. But Firestone has a history of retail theft, by the way, so I'm not going to believe the mother thing.
Did you see the clip floating around yesterday of the Sears robbery where these shoplifters, like 5 of them, like in tandem, arms full of clothing, I mean piles of stuff, go running out?
Little running gun thing?
Oh, my God.
Nah, I didn't
Crazy.
See it. Yep. The Bozeman Fire Department responded to the scene of a reported explosion Tuesday afternoon that turned out to be a can of bear spray that had been left in a warming oven. There were no flames when 3 fire engines responded to the residence. Firefighters investigated the incident and used fans to air out the condo that had been filled with bear spray.
Is bear spray an aerosol?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, so they keep it in the oven.
Of course.
No one was injured.
Heat this up, would you?
But residents of the home evacuated while it was aired out. The can exploded in the oven as it was preheating. It is unclear why the can was in the oven. Three young men who live at the residence declined comment. According to the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks website, bear spray has been known to explode when stored in hot cars in the summer. The agency suggests storing it at mild temperatures, as both extreme heat and cold can affect the
spray.
Imagine
the person who thinks to make it effective, you need to heat it up.
Exactly. A man checking out a used car, this is terrible, that he was considered buying, was crushed to death by the vehicle in a freak accident in Queens. Michael Kazanovich was eyeing a 2002 Lexus. The car was not in park when the remote was triggered.
Jesus.
Remote start, and it lurched forward, and it pinned him between the car and another parked Lexus. Stunned witnesses were able to pull the running car off of him, but then it rolled forward again and pinned him a second time.
Well, that sounds horrible. Kathy can't get her Bluetooth to work.
EMTs rushed the victim to the hospital with massive leg and torso injuries, and he could not be saved. That's horrible. No,
that's
charges.
Horrific.
Yeah, so if you have a remote start, man, you gotta make sure that thing is in park. All right, I wonder if you guys saw the video of this. This is way cool. A bald eagle on Canada's west coast has learned that its eyes may be bigger than its stomach after it was nearly drowned by an octopus that it tried to eat. After hearing shrieks coming from the water on the northwestern tip of Vancouver Island, employees at a fish farm investigating the noises happened upon a bird and a cephalopod locked in a battle. The octopus, which had turned a deep crimson color, had wound its tentacles tightly around the eagle, which was floating helplessly at the surface. This is according to John Islett. He said, at first we just watched and we didn't know if we should interfere because, you know, it's Mother Nature.
Yeah.
But realizing the eagle was likely to drown, the crew ultimately decided to intervene. Islett maneuvered a pike pole in the water to pull the octopus over to the boat. The crew managed to haul both on board, disentangling the bird from the strong tentacles before tossing the octopus back into the water. It was big, too, man.
So they're really big in that particular area, A. And then, B, you have the tentacles have sort of hooks on them. So they were, you know, to do that and to free the bird is kind of an amazing thing.
They said that it was the biggest octopus they had ever seen, probably measured more than 4.5 feet across. Much larger individuals lurk in the deep, so octopuses in that region, including the giant Pacific octopus, can grow to more than 25 feet in diameter. I did not know they could get that big.
So remember this, the bird's coming down to attack and eat the octopus. The octopus turns tables on it.
Yeah.
But still.
The octopus is just defending itself.
Yeah.
You know, and the bird was thinking it was going to get a meal and could have gone the other way around. So after the eagle was pried from its grasp, the octopus dove back into the depths, its colors subtly shifting from reddish to brown. The shaken eagle perched warily on a nearby log before flying off. And there you go. I'd actually, when we were snorkeling in on St. John, and I came across an octopus.
Cool.
And I'm just swimming, and all of a sudden I see this flash of red.
Yeah.
It changed its color.
And
right in front of me, I was like, oh, my God. Bear watch.
Bear watch.
I was freaking out. And
holy mama.
Yeah, it was pretty wild how they can change colors.
Holy no way.
That quickly. But this thing is solid red that's holding on to the eagle.
Yeah, their ability to cloak themselves, camouflage themselves.
So cool, man.
It's just unbelievable.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Massachusetts teen required help from firefighters with power tools after her fingers got stuck in the holes of a shopping cart.
Oh, man.
When I saw this story, Preston, I've done the same thing.
You got your fingers stuck in there?
Well, you put your fingers in it. Target had this same kind of shopping cart for a while.
It's plastic.
Like a honeycomb. Yeah.
So Olivia Harrell posted a video to TikTok showing what happened when she attempted to put her fingers through the holes of a shopping cart at the Marshall's store in Canton, Massachusetts. Harrell said that she spent about 15 minutes trying to free herself before a friend solicited help from store employees. The employees tried using petroleum jelly and ice to lubricate the situation, but her fingers remained stuck. So firefighters were summoned to the store, and they had to use a power saw to remove the section of the cart and the smaller saw to free her fingers from it. This is weird, man. I saw this story a little while back, and there's a follow-up on it. A young Tennessee police officer already facing a barrage of disturbing allegations, including forcing a woman he arrested to be baptized and probing a black man's butt on the side of the road, was just indicted on 44 criminal counts.
So he forced one to be baptized and performed a rectal exam on another.
Exactly. Sheriff's Deputy Daniel Wilkie was arrested Tuesday on charges including rape, sexual battery, false imprisonment, extortion, stalking, assault, oppression, and reckless driving.
What do you want, the baptism or the ass check?
He had been,
oh, I get to choose.
Yeah. On paid administrative leave since July when dash camera footage revealed that he and his partner had beaten a man on the side of the road before conducting an invasive body cavity search. The indictment doesn't fully describe the circumstances surrounding each alleged crime, but the allegations in part mirror those featured in at least four lawsuits brought this year against him for alleged misconduct. So for the forced baptism, he was indicted on this charge, which was a false imprisonment. The woman's name is Shandell Riley. She currently is suing him in the county. Riley was on her way to visit her child and had just pulled into a driveway when Wilkie initiated a traffic stop. So she already made it home. He told her he pulled her over because he believed she had methamphetamine, ordered her out of the car, and allegedly began conducting invasive body search. He also asked her to take off her bra and shake her bra and shirt out. When he asked her whether she had anything illegal in her car, she mentioned she had a roach in her pack of cigarettes, but that she didn't have any other drugs. At that point, he called her a piece of S and asked her whether she had been saved by Jesus Christ. He allegedly told her that he felt the Spirit compelling him to baptize her.
Did the Spirit command him to call her a piece of S?
I don't know. And asked that she go retrieve some towels. If she would agree to be baptized, he would let her off with a criminal citation for the marijuana.
Wow.
He allegedly asked that she get in the car and follow him to a nearby lake, which she felt she couldn't refuse. Then Wilkie allegedly stripped down to his underwear and led her into the water so he could baptize her. The other deputy was present but did not participate in the baptism, nor did he intervene. And then I'm not even going to go into the butt probe thing. This guy has got a screw loose.
You can imagine. So, wow.
Yeah, he is being indicted on 44 criminal counts. That's just weird. let's see here. How about... Okay. This one's a tad bit odd as well. A San Francisco judge on Monday agreed to release a man who was remanded into custody after he was kicked out of a residential treatment program after he allegedly violated the program's rules by eating a cookie.
What?
Just a regular cookie. During a Monday morning hearing, Judge Michael Begert agreed to modify Gregory Fields' 6-month jail sentence and release him. Begert had remanded Fields into custody last week after he'd been asked to leave a court-ordered residential treatment program at the Salvation Army. Fields was initially placed at the center while on probation in connection with a vandalism charge. He was then asked to leave for violating the center's rules by eating a cookie without permission as lunches were being handed out to homeless people. Although he was given the option to either start the residential treatment program over, including a 30-day detox, followed by another 30-day blackout period in which he wouldn't be able to contact his family, he chose to leave the program altogether. Although he did seek outpatient treatment on his own, maintained sobriety, and attended drug court group meetings, Fields was ultimately turned away from the treatment program he found. And last week, with no options left, he chose the only alternative, which was to serve 6 months in the county jail.
Mm. All right.
But they let him go.
What kind of cookie was it?
You know what? They didn't indicate.
That
if it was chocolate chip.
I could see.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm giving him.
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll do one more story and then we will wrap this one up. Rodney Davis wasn't even wearing socks. The 56-year-old Disney security guard and husband of 27 years was, quote, buck naked by Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff Grady Judd said when he walked up to a house to purchase sex from an undercover detective. His arrest was one of the 124 in Operation Santa's Naughty List, targeting trafficking and prostitution. So this guy walked up to the door of the Sting House.
Yeah.
I mean, he hadn't even gotten inside. He didn't even have his socks and shoes on. They have a mugshot, not a mugshot, a picture at the scene of him from head to toe naked.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow your roll.
Jeez.
That's a little too eager.
Judd announced the arrest.
That's like licking your lips before you have ice cream.
During a news conference and released video from the sting, including the nude Davis. He said the primary purpose of this operation was to identify and rescue victims of human trafficking and also to find deviants who want to prey on children. Davis was among 46 Johns arrested in the sting. The other one in that was the golfer you talked about yesterday.
Two gloves? What are they called?
Two gloves.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.